Paul, what's your assessment of what you've just seen there?
Well, it was a good hockey game. I mean, it was close for 60 minutes. And, I'm not too sure about their last goal from the bench. It looked like it went straight off their guy's foot into the net. So, yeah, we didn't have much luck on that one. I thought the referee was right there. And for me, he missed the call. I mean, I'll look at the video. Maybe I'm wrong. It's possible. But it looked like a direct kick in. And if that's the case, it shouldn't have been a goal. But, you know, some nights you don't get the calls. And I thought tonight, you know, we had a lot of penalties against us, and we killed a lot of penalties tonight, and did a great job on our PK to stay in the game. So overall, I mean, I'm happy with the performance. You know, we came in here, played a really good 60 minutes, and some nights it doesn't fall your way.
Felt like watching two teams that are going to be there or thereabouts come the end of the season. Is that what you see out of Sheffield and Belfast at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's quite a few good teams this year. I mean, it's not just Sheffield, Belfast. You have Nottingham, Brayhead, I think, have a decent team also. Dundee, Coventry, Cardiff. I mean, Cardiff have not maybe got the result they've wanted, but, you know, they have some quality in their lineup, and they can be dangerous at times too. So, you know, if you look at the top teams in this league, anybody's got a chance this year.
In terms of analysing what your team did tonight, obviously you've got an influential cog missing at the moment. Are you happy with what you're seeing at this stage?
Well, I mean, we were missing two import forwards tonight. Higgins also was out. Higgins has been a great player for us, and Keefe obviously brings that toughness to our lineup, and he's been scoring too. So, two guys who I think have already five plus goals this year and weren't in the lineup. So that, you know, that's always makes it a bit more difficult. But saying that, I thought we played a good game, and I'm happy about the performance overall. If you look at our last five road games, I think we won 4 out of 5, and we only lose tonight. Near the end of the game like that. So, and we almost came closer on the 6-on-5. I thought that puck was rolling around in front of the net, and, you know, maybe we get a little bounce there, but we didn't. You know, we didn't get the bounces tonight. But overall, I can't be disappointed with that performance.
What about the two penalty shots? How many times in your life have you seen that?
Not many times, no. I mean, you know, the rule today where whoever's offended has got to shoot, I mean, that's so you don't really get an opportunity maybe to stick a guy out there you think can be a key guy there. I mean, on the first one, I could have taken any one of the five guys on the ice because, it wasn't that type of play. But so really, I went with Suez because, you know, recently he's been scoring our goals, and I thought he had the most confidence, and I thought he made a decent enough move. He just didn't get the puck up high enough, and the goalie made a good glove save there. And Roberts, I don't know if he's ever had a penalty shot in his career, so at this level. I thought he got a good shot away, but I think... I don't think he made it a bit too direct. I mean, so, but he's never been there before, so we can't get too upset with him there. He got away on a breakaway there, so give him credit for that. And it's just one of those where the goalie was better.
Was the second one a penalty shot from your view?
Well, I mean, I think the slash was on the hands as he's going to shoot. So I guess it depends how the referee interprets the call, right? I mean. The way, according to the rules, that is a penalty shot. If you interfere with the guy on a shot without, you know, making an attempt for the puck, and I think that's what happened in that case. So, yeah, I mean, he made two guts. Anytime you call penalty shots, it's a gutsy call from the referee. So, on the other side, although I'm disappointed with the kick and goal, I have to say he made two good calls there that favored us. So, you know, we can't be too disappointed with our performance because maybe. Another night, we score one of those, and it's the difference in the game.
You've been away some time. You've been travelling around, doing your thing across Europe. How much has the Elite League changed since you've been gone, so to speak?
Well, I think teams play more hockey than they used to. We used to have so many fights and bench clearances, and I think, you know, with Hansen in charge, he's putting a stop to all that. He's not letting guys get away with anything, and I think it's better for the league. I think it's better long-term for the development of our British players because if you want to play at an international level, you have to be skilled and you have to be able to skate. So I like the direction the league is going right now, and I think with Hansen in charge, I think he'll do the right things.
He's been tough, but he seems to have been supported, Murray, in the discipline that he's handed out so far. Is that how you see it?
Well, I mean, we've had a couple of suspensions, you know, and we just have to take it on board the way he's calling things, and then you got to learn from it and realize that he doesn't seem to be letting anything go. And he's going to call it by the book. So that's the way we have to play.
Thank you.
You're welcome.